Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Welcome to the roundtable here with Dr. Fletcher on Blog Talk Radio and mothers and daughters around the world. Let me go to where I'm supposed to be. Good morning to everybody. I tell you, Saturday morning's come around so fast, before you know it. And it's Saturday morning again and again and again. So here we are back at the roundtable, with an opportunity to speak to mothers and daughters around the world. And I just want to thank you for getting me up this morning, tuning in, and finding out what the Lord is speaking to mothers and daughters about today. It's an awesome opportunity. It is really, really amazing when you just sit back, relax, and allow God to unfold in your life as He has planned it from the very beginning. It's amazing. When we move up, as they can say, when we get out the way, we hear the saying says, you know, let go and let God. You know, people say, well, what does that mean? Let go and let God. Now move out of the way and let God do His thing. So this morning I'm going to ask Frida if she's on this morning. Good morning, Frida.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. God is good. How are you, dear?
I am doing fine. I cannot complain. And, you know, like they say, if you do complain, nobody cares anyway, so you might as well just go on. So I can't complain about anything. It's really, you know, it's a good life. It really is. It's interesting to see the dynamics of life and experience it as we grow and learn in this lesson. I wanted to know if you would be able to give us the prayer this morning. We'd love to have you do it.
Oh, yes, I'll be honored. Dear Lord, we come before you thanking you, praising you, blessing your name, oh God, because you are holy, you're magnificent, and you're awesome, oh God. You're all-seeing and you're all-knowing. Father, we just thank you, God, for another day. We thank you, God, for breath. You said that everything that have breath, praise you, the name of the Lord. So we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for every mother and daughter and grandmother and family members in our community, those, oh, Father God, that help to mold and shape us, oh, God, to be, oh, Father God, the woman and the women that we, oh, God, are now and becoming and even better, oh, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, that you, oh, God, would do a work in every last one of us, oh, Father God, to be a part, oh, Father God, of making the world a better place, Lord. We lift up, oh, Father God, every mother and daughter, oh, Father God, a woman, oh, Father God, that may be discouraged, oh, God, of maybe had a miscarriage, oh, Father God, or something happened, oh, God, in her life, oh, God, and she feels like she's stuck, oh, God. And we declare and decree, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, that you would take, oh, Father God, the sorrow, oh, God, and give her joy, unspeakable joy, for the joy of the Lord is our strength, oh, God. We thank you, God, today, oh, Father God, that we, oh, Father God, will be encouraged, oh, Father God, as a result of our radio program and ministry, oh, Father God, to do a work, oh, God. We lift up our lead, oh, God, Dr. Bessie Fletcher, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, as she continues, oh, God, to be yielded to you, oh, Father God, and a praying and a virtuous woman, oh, God. We thank you, God, for every doors and opportunities, oh, God, that you're opening for her, oh, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Father God, to be able, Father God, to be a voice, oh, God, to the nations and across the world, all across the world, oh, God. We thank you, God, for our foundational scripture, Ezekiel 16:44, God. As is a mother, so was the daughter, oh, God. And we give you the praise, the blessings, and glory and honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Frida. All right. Thank you so very
Thank
much.
God.
I'll get back with you. All righty.
Okay.
Good morning. Good morning. It is an exciting, that was a wonderful prayer. I'm telling you, that'll wake you up. That'll get God's attention. You know, and it's not so much that not so much a word, but the spirit behind it. I mean, you could feel what she was saying. You know, we really just want to thank God. Just thank you. Thank you for giving us an opportunity to serve you, to release our bodies to you so that you can use it to glorify your kingdom. I mean, that's all we are here for. We don't have any other purpose. And when you get that, that's it. That's the bottom line. We are created so that God can get the joy, so that he can enter into this earth realm to do what he wants to do in the earth realm. We were not created by our own thoughts and our own mindset. Even though he's so generous and so loving, he will allow you to what? To choose. You can choose him or not. He's going to love you either way because he's not going to create someone or something that he doesn't love. That's not a loving God. So no matter what you say or do, as I said a few weeks ago, God's going to love you anyway. He's going to love you no matter what you've said or done, because he will take whatever that is and turn it around for his good. That's why he says all things work together for the good. All things, meaning everything, all is all. So all of that work together for the good. So mothers, if you're out there and daughters, you're out there and you're beating yourself up, and the enemy keep coming into your subconscious mind and bringing it up to your conscious mind of things that you've done in the past that you're not proud of. You know, you get to yourself sometimes and they beat you up so bad, and actually bring it back so clear to you. It's as if you've done it yesterday and it was 10, 20, 30 years ago, but it feels as if you've done it yesterday. See, the enemy is the one that reminds you, not God. Once you repent and ask him to forgive you, he is done. He forgets it. He doesn't remember it anymore. So if you have repeating thoughts and your mind is being tortured by past behaviors, and you know that you're a child of God and God has, you've asked for forgiveness, let it go. Just know it's not God. It's the enemy trying to keep you from moving forward. Because if he can just confuse your mind and crowd your mind with negative thoughts or things that you've been ashamed of, or things that you know that, Lord, if I had a chance to do it again, I'd do it all over again. Well, you have. Once you've asked God to forgive you, you've done it all over again. You've renewed your mind. You've renewed your heart. You've renewed your spirit. You renewed your love and connection to God. You are a new creature. So you don't carry that with you anymore. So mothers and daughters, when we're here thinking, you know, how do I get to the next level? How do I get to the forgiveness part? You got to do is forgive yourself. Simple. Ask God to forgive yourself, and keep moving so that you can serve God. We get stuck because of the intro conversation. We get because of shame and blame and hidden secrets within our mind. We will not let them go. Therefore, what? We are stuck. God is not there. He's waiting on you. Come on. Let it go. And come on, Bessie. Let's move on. I got some work I want to do. That's why I created you, so I could get the joy, so I can enjoy the pleasure of walking around on the earth and experience the earth from your mindset, from your body. For each of us, God comes to this earth and live in our bodies. If you allow him to do that, he's going to walk around and he's going to experience life from the way you see it, the choices that you make. If you make good choices, then God experienced good. If you make bad choices, God experienced bad. If you're gospel, can't even say gospel. Oh, Lord, it will be come up about get a tongue twist here. But talking about people, I'll just go ahead and just use the basic, you know, talk about somebody being ugly and unloving, you know, then God experienced that too. Gossip. There you go. Thank you, Lord. You know, he experienced whatever you experience. So we have to be very careful on what we think and what we say and what we do, because, you know, God is with you. He said, I'll never leave. Let me see with you everywhere you go. You think you're sneaking and hiding? He's right there with you. You saying something and got something in your heart that's not loving and clear about somebody, he's there with you. That's why it's better to just go ahead and tell a person what you have to say. And he said, go to your brother, if you have an aunt, and tell them. Once you tell them, then they got it, you got it, it's clear, and you shouldn't carry it in your heart. Let it go. That's one thing a lot of times people really, if they have an aunt against me, is the fact that I do let people know what I feel, rather to that person, not to someone else. Not talk about it to 20 people. And I'm clear with that, and I let it go. And my heart, I don't carry it in my heart. And I've been that way from a child. But sometimes people can't accept the fact when you come directly to them, they're not used to that. But that's what the Bible actually tells us. Go to your brother, tell them, then let it go. So today we're going to talk about, you know, mothers creating the perfect mindset of their daughters and how this all ties together. So call your friends, get on the phone, text them and call them and ask them to call into the show. You can call in at 347-539-5078 to listen. That's 347-539-5078. They can listen to the conversation. They can click 1. You want to join in on the conversation, have something to say, click 1, and I'll get to you as soon as I possibly can. Our stimulating topic this morning is mothers creating a perfect mindset of their daughters. They say, well, how can I create a perfect mindset of my daughter, Dr. Fletcher? You know, she has her own mind. Well, we're going to talk about that. Again, I'm your host. I'm Dr. Bessie, and I'm here at the Round Table, Blog Talk with mothers and daughters around the world. We're here every Saturday morning, so you don't have to miss it. Every Saturday morning, we're here on Blog Talk. And every Wednesday, we're having some difficulties now because our radio program in Monroe, Louisiana, they got flooded out, and they're having some difficulties getting back on air. Pray for them. They're still dealing with the loss of the station and the loss of things from her personal home. This is Lady A. So keep her in prayer, and things are coming together for them. We also on Gospel Gems, the old-time gospel music. Every week we are featured on there, and also carries us into Africa, 786 million people throughout Africa USA Radio. I want to tell you about an exciting event that's coming on, I am so excited right now. This week we've done the final, add-ons and corrections and putting together the speakers for the retreat in May, and it is exciting. It is exciting, the things that we are going to be teaching, the employment piece. Everyone that comes to the conference, if you want to work, you will leave there with employment. That's a fact. If you want to work, it may not be your dream job, but I guarantee you, you will have something that you can do that simply, if no more than using your telephone to earn extra income, to earn income if you're not working, as we help you get certified and move into the area in which you desire to have a career or to own your own business. You're going to walk away with something that you don't really get when you go to conferences, and we don't want to call it conference. Every time I say conference, they quickly correct me. It's a retreat, and the retreat is going to allow you to come, and not too laid back, but wear comfortable clothes because it's going to be Friday. It's just going to be a work day. We're going to look at everybody individually. You're going to be able to talk. This is where I am, Dr. Fletcher. This is where I want to go. How do I get from here to there? And when you leave, you're going to have a plan. You want to even have the visuals that's going to show you that you can take back and look at through your vision board So don't miss this. It's the May 19th through the 22nd. You can go on our website, mdbn.org. That's M as in mother, D as in daughter, B as in bonding, N as in network, .org. Now, the cabin only sleeps a few, and it's filling up fast. We only have a few more spaces there in the cabin. So we do have the surrounding hotels that will sleep those who not make it into the cabin there. So you want to go in this weekend and you want to go ahead and sign up, at least put your $50 down so that you'll have a space. And we're having, it's going to be a grand old time. It's up in the mountains. I said the Smoky Mountains, and I made that mistake, and it went out that way. So I apologize to everybody. I was up there this week, and it was the Blue Ridge Mountains. I don't know how I did that. And so I'm sorry. So I apologize to everybody out there. When you see it, it's really, we're going to change it. It's the Blue Ridge Mountains. It's up in Boone, North Carolina area. And I'm telling you, it is absolutely gorgeous. You will not, if you want to get away, you want some privacy, you just want a time that you can just listen to the Lord and really work on what you want to do, not what anybody else wants you to do. What is your dreams? What are your realities? And the fact that you want to get some work done. You want to actually have employment when you leave there. A stimulating topic is creating the perfect mindset. Mothers creating the perfect mindset of their daughters. So last week we talked a little bit about Mommy, where are you? You know, we were still doing part two for Monique's life, and Monique was our guest, and she was talking about being 52 years old and actually feeling the abandonment issues from her mother, and how she's very successful. She's done a lot of things. I mean, her life, you would think that she was raised up with everything in order, in spite of things being out of order. That's another example of everything worked together for the good. She focused on how can I make my best life in spite of. But, of course, then she had some people into her, her grandparents. She said, I never missed a beat. They took over. But even when you have the best grandparents, the best teachers, the best neighbors, aunts and uncles. I mean, even when you have all these communities, this what they call the village effect all around you, if you don't have that connection with your mother that no one else can feel, only a mother can fulfill her spot. That's amazing. Think about that. Only a mother. Because I've seen people, you know, when they don't get along with their children, they'll try to help somebody else's children or go to places to help people raise other children and things of this nature to fulfill that something that they're missing, because somewhere along the line they're disconnected from their own child or the child is disconnected from the mother and don't know how to get back to that place of bonding, magnetic approach where you just automatically attach to each other. You know, how do we get that back? You had it when you were carrying her, but life sometimes offers a different approach. Things happen. You're in love before you got pregnant. Conceived the child, then unhappiness came from whatever form. There's so many different ways it can come. Now you're dealing with that. The child is dealing with that. Because, see, we're talking about the mindset. We're talking about the mindset of the mother. As is the mother, so is the daughter, Ezekiel 16:44. So for the last couple of weeks, we talked about the cry of a 52-year-old, and I use that because I want you to get the picture. Not that it's about her age, it's about get the picture. That if you are in that situation today, if you're still dealing with issues that you're thinking, at this age, I should not be dealing with this issue. I've been dealing with this issue about my mother all my life. Or I've been dealing with the struggle of my daughter all my life. When is this going to stop? How can I get it right? But you're not the only one. As a Christian clinical psychologist, I deal with mothers and daughters of all ages. And the most amazing thing to me is when I have a mother that may be in her 50s, I mean, a mother that may be in her 80s, and a daughter that's in her 50s. And they come and say, you know what? We need to get this right. And usually, about that time, it's either the mother that says to me, Dr. Fletcher, I want to get this right with my daughter because I don't want to leave here. Because, see, reality is hitting her now. She's thinking, I'm 86 years old. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be here. I definitely don't want to leave and not have had that honest conversation with my daughter because it's going to take an honest conversation in order to get to the love of the relationship. You can't get to the real, true love of any relationship if you're not having an honest conversation because you are pretending to be someone that you're not. And that happens a lot in male-female relationships because usually one or the other want to impress them. They listen, they hear what you say, and they give back what you say. See, that's the psychology of that relationship. That's why I tell young girls when they're talking about dating and they're in their 20s and trying to really understand if they're dealing with the right person or, you know, don't give out too much information. Learn to shut your mouth, listen, and watch. And see what they present. Because if you tell them, you know, if you have, and this is a prime example, and you say, what does this got to do with mothers and daughters? Because we're talking about our daughters and our future son-in-laws and our future grandchildren has a lot to do with mothers. And the way mother handled her relationship in front of the daughter, hey, as is the mother, so is the daughter is going to emulate what she sees. If a mother dates a man that's abusive, it'd be very easy for her to understand if someone is abusive to her. Well, it was, well, my mother displayed that. I saw that. I've even had clients that say, you know, if a man doesn't hit you, Dr. Bessie, you know, he doesn't love you. But it's the mindset. Where did she get it from? As is the mother, so is the daughter. Did a mother go through that? See, you may think that a child don't see something, but they hear. My grandmother used to say, every closed eye is not sleep. So you think the child is sleeping, and they're really not. They could hear. So that is formulating the mindset of your daughter. So when we come to our topic today and we're talking about mothers creating the perfect mindset, you have a lot to do with the mindset of your daughter. You have a lot to do with the way she reacts, the way she makes decisions. So when you get angry with her and you say, you know, well, why are you doing it that way? You know, I would not have made that choice. Think about it. Where did she get it from? Where did she get it from? She got it from you. You're her closest teacher, the closest person to a father's there, but mother is with the child more than the father because the mother has that 9-month jump on the father. So now when you're thinking about the mindset of the daughter, you're wondering, why is she making decisions that way? Because she has a crowded into a conversation. in her head. In her head, she is. It is crowded with, I should say, intra-conversations, because she has more than one conversation going on. Yes, the conversation she had with you about the problem itself and her, and the problem that she's dealing with the person that she's dealing with. She has a conversation with a girlfriend who tells her, you know, girl, if I was you, I wouldn't do that, and give her 10 reasons why. And then she has the other one that says, you know, whatever you say, you know, I agree with you, I'm your friend, whatever decision you make. So when you end up, you got about 10 conversations. You go and you hear something on television, the radio. You pick up a book, you read that, you go on the internet. You have multiple conversations in your head, which makes it very hard to make a decision. So it's the mindset of the mother that will determine the mindset of the unborn child, and that's where it starts. It starts with you, mother. When you find out that you're pregnant, that moment, I want you to think back. Where were you mentally in your head? Where were you mentally in your head? You know, I know a lot of times we can point our fingers at our daughters once they're up and running, and once we have our Jesus suit on, you know, we saved and holy and sanctified, and we out there, and you know, can't tell us anything. We know now, but where was your mindset when you were carrying the child? Let's go back to that point. Let's go back to the beginning. See? It has to begin at the beginning. Where were you in the beginning of the conception of the child? Where was your mindset? What were you thinking? Were you happy? Were you angry because you were pregnant? Were you upset with the father? Did he leave you? Did he cheat on you? Did he love you? Did he pamper you? Where was your mindset? Were you happy on your job? Were you struggling for money? Did you have enough food to eat? Did you have money to buy the things that you want to buy for your child? Where was your mindset? What were you thinking? Were your health good? Did you have health concerns? Were you drinking, smoking, eating the wrong food? All of that shapes the mind. And I know you said that's a lot of responsibility, but yeah, it is. God gave it to you. He gave you the responsibility of a daughter. He gave you the opportunity to raise him. Think about that. God enters the earth through the body of Christ. We are the extension of the body of Christ. So therefore, he enters the world. So mother, if you out there and you're pregnant, you are carrying the Spirit of God. Now whether you activate that, it's up to you. But you are carrying the Spirit of God within your body. And that might be a little deep, but just think about it. That's the only way God can get to the earth, is through our body. And that's why he says, knock and the door will open. So he's waiting on you. He's waiting on us to activate him. And once he's activated, then he can do the good work here on earth. So when we have the daughter, and we are walking around and we're not saved, and we've all basically been there and done that, because nobody really come here already accepting Jesus Christ. It's a process. We grow, we learn, and once we decide, okay, I need to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, now you've activated the Spirit of God to do the work here on the earth. So we are responsible for our daughters. And sometimes I think we just take that lightly. I know I did. I wish I knew now what I know now back in the beginning. But it's just the grace of God that one day I remember saying, God, I don't know how to raise a child. I need you to help me. It was just the grace of God that those words came out of my mouth, and I can tell you the number of times when he's told me things to do. And I know many of you can relate to that. But look at all the mistakes that I've made. You know, I wasn't a perfect mother. You know, we make mistakes. And now when we look back at it and we see that we have grown, we have activated the Christ in us, and we look at things differently, we're being led by the Holy Spirit. So we cannot really punish our daughters. We need to take the renewed mindset that we have as mothers, Christian mothers. That's why in Titus 2 he says to for the older woman to teach the younger girl, because the younger girl don't have the wisdom, doesn't have the time on this earth, doesn't have the walk with Christ that you have, doesn't have the experiences, the mistakes and the errors that you made over the years. And it's our job as mothers and grandmothers, as barren mothers, as aunties, cousins, and whatever, it's our job. If you have lived any given length of time on this earth, it is our responsibility to pay it forward to a young girl. But don't skip your daughter to pay it forward to someone else's daughter. Because, see, that would not be coming from the love of God, the daughter. He's expecting you to raise the daughter, to inform the daughter, to show the daughter how to activate the Christ within herself so that we can raise up godly families. That's the purpose that we're on the radio. We are here to wake mothers up. And the more we talk about the mother relationship, the mother responsibility, the relationship within the mindset of the mother and the daughter. See, everything happens in the mind. The body just mimics whatever the mind says to do. So what you want to do is be able to speak the right words and make the right thoughts appear into your mind so you can see the right vision. And then somewhere up above you, it could be tomorrow, it can be next week, next month, next year, those things will manifest into reality. So the planting of the seed is the word. And, you know, it amazes me, and I know some people may get upset about this, but I don't recall nowhere in the Bible where it says that money is the seed. But yet, the world wants you to think, if you want to get a harvest, you got to plant a seed, and the seed is money. Never heard, I haven't seen. If somebody have, I'd like you to tell me, you know, where it is, because, you know, I tell people I'm not a Bible scholar. I just read the Bible and I study it. I don't try to memorize it. So I don't want to get that good with it. I want to be always in a position with an open mind to receive new revelation. And if I think I already know something, that I can just repeat it right off the top of my tongue. One word missing or one word add is not God's word, it's your word. And so therefore it's void. It has no power because it's not really what God said. That's why Jesus said, I only say what the Father said. He only says what the Father said, word for word. That's why he left the Bible, so that we could say it word for word, because within those words lie the power of for the manifestation in which you expect, you know, to receive. So now you're talking about the manifestation of your words, and you're talking about what you say. See, the daughter is watching you. She is looking to you and your behavior, because every little girl wants to be like their mother. She doesn't even know her mother's doing wrong when she's little. A 2-year-old don't know her mother's on crack. A 2-year-old doesn't know that a mother's doing something wrong. But a 2-year-old can feel when a mother's doing something right from the energy of love. He will fall asleep in her mother's lap. He's at peace. because the loving energy surrounds her. He doesn't know. She may be irritable. She may be crying at two, saying no, 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 because you've said no, no, no to her. So she's building up this attitude. You don't know where she's getting it from. As is the mother, so is the daughter. But yes, mother, you can help your daughter create a new and a renewed mindset. Because all that you, even down to what you ate when you were carrying her, set up the mindset and the temperament of your daughter. So our stimulating topic, again, as we said, is mothers creating the perfect mindset of their daughter. And you say, how can I do that? There's no perfect person. How can we have a perfect mind? And that's a good question. Perfection comes only out of one word. It comes out of the word love. In order to perfect something, it has to be rooted out of love, godly love, not your interpretation of love or what you think somebody should do that's considered love. It's out of what God considers unconditional love. And most of us, it's hard to get into that unconditional love, because that means you have to forgive. You have to forgive all things. You can't hold on to one thing. You have to forgive it all in order to get into godly love. So you say, oh, yeah, I forgive her, but I don't forget. No, that's not forgiving. I mean, she just kind of set it to the side for a moment, but it's still in your heart. See? But when you can get up every morning and you can pray for people, even if you're not talking to them, pray for them, love them, send love. My ex-husband, I had to just get up every morning, even when I was in the midst of all this anger and hatred, and you know how we get sometimes, and you know, I just want to tell him this, and I should have said this, and I that, and blah, blah, blah. You just go on and on and on and on. Nobody cares about all that. The person don't even hear it. That's something that's going on in your head. And I learned that lesson, and God said, no. You bless them. You love them. And that will lead to forgiveness. That's the only way you're going to get to forgiveness. You got to bless them and love them. So every morning I get up and I bless and I love. I would bless them. I would send love. I would bless them. I would send love. And all of a sudden, all the anger lifted off of me. Because, see, I have a daughter who's married. And she see me carrying around hatred for other people. She's going to adapt. Her mind is going to adapt. Even though she's a grown woman, I see that. Her mind will adapt. Because she's still relying on me to be her mother and the grandmother of my grandchildren. So when things go wrong or she has some issues with the grandkids, she knows to come to me. She will come to me and say, Mama, I need to talk to you about so-and-so and so. She trusts me enough to know that I'm going to give her the best advice that I possibly can. And the one thing I've learned is that I've told her, I will share my mistakes. I know sometimes we got some things that we really don't want to share. You just want to walk on and say, okay, Lord, me and you settle that. I'm going to move on. But if she asked me a question, I'd have to tell her the truth, because that's where I live now. You have to get to that point. Because what? If it's inside of her, it'll come out of her. So I said to her, I want to tell you how to save yourself from the 30-year divorce. And one thing I had to say, we are controlling women. We were raised by a woman that actually ran the family, not from a mean perspective, but people gave my mother that power. They would come to her for opinion, and she gave her opinion. They took it. They took the advice, and I mean, she ran the household, and she managed everything, and so here I come, I'm getting married, and I'm running the household and doing everything, and you know, don't let your husband know
that you have money, you keep the money on the side. You know, we say all of these things, and our daughters do them, and I did those things. That make a healthy marriage. Because what? I was doing what my mother did. She always had some money that Nora knew about. You know, and she had a reason. And I was out of town there. She's like, okay, if I have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, I can go get some gas and get to you. I will always have money set aside to get to you. And I understand that. That's a motherly thing. But the separate bank accounts, the this and the that, I went through that. What it does, it divides and conquers. And I felt it in my marriage. So I try to tell my daughter, you know, you don't want to make the mistake. We've got to get up off the pearl thing. And we'll laugh about it sometimes, you know, because she was the granddaughter that spent every summer with my mother and every holiday that possibly when she was out of school. We were only 3 hours away from home. Mother knows to come pick her up. But she was raised by her, and she picked up on those same behaviors. We were controlling women. Still dealing with some issues from that. As is the mother, so is the daughter. The mindset. We have to run the household. I was telling a young lady the other day, and I'm going to open up the switchboard. I was telling a young lady the other day, I said, you know, we were talking about her relationship, and this may help someone. You know, as a mother, we run the household. And we set the furniture. We put up the curtains, and we put things on the coffee tables, and we arrange the furniture a certain way, and that way is the only way. Now, the husband come home, you come home one day, and he decided, I want to turn the couch around this way in front of the television because it's better for me to turn it this way, and he rearranged the furniture, and you come in and you say, who rearranged the furniture? I did. Well, why would you do that? Because, honey, I think it's just better for me because I can sit right now, turn the television, the couch in front of the television rather than to the side. I'm always having to turn to the side. Well, you just put it right back because I want it to be here. And I said to her, that's a lesson I learned some time ago. You're not paying the bills by yourself. You're not paying the light bill, buying all the groceries when you have a husband in the house or someone there that is helping with the finances, living in the place, but they can't touch anything. How dare you touch that couch? How dare you move this? You know, because what? A controlling energy in you. Your way or the highway. And that's one of the simple things that our daughters see. My mother ran the household. So that's the way. So you do it the same way. You don't want anybody to touch anything. And I'm still fighting that demon right now today. I'm such a clean nut. Everything has to be in one spot. And I notice now, being a single woman, I can walk through my place and everything is just, I can just look at it. Looks like a magazine. Love it. But if you have somebody else in the room with you and they change or sit or do something different, you always, yes, because what? They have moved something that you put and thought it was picture perfect. Your daughter see that. That's a part of the image of setting the mindset of your daughter. But if you reverse that mother and you turn it around and allow everyone in the house to enjoy the house and not get so caught up on the way it has to be, because there's no way that it has to be. It's the way that you all enjoy it. And everybody, that's the loving way. This month, I decorate the house. Next month, you decorate the house. You can come up with some creative ways. Now your daughter's seen the mindset, so when she gets married, she won't be so stiff and controlling over her family and her children. So this is how we can reverse it and help our daughters create loving mindsets that will lead to perfection, because the only way you're going to get there is through the love of God, and through the love of God will create within the love of the mind. So that's my take on it. I'm going to go to the switchboard, see if we have some takers this morning. Anybody want to talk about the mindset of the mother and daughter and how you can reset the mind? Let's go here. We have Cynthia. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher. How are you this morning?
I am fine. I am fine. I have missed you, girl. I tell you, let me just tell the audience, Cynthia came up and spent the week, and we worked on the ministry this week, and it was absolutely awesome. We cooked, we ate, we prayed, we did it all, and ended up with a product, content that will produce a wonderful retreat and be a blessing to all that come. So what is your take this morning on the mindset of the mother having an effect on the mindset of the daughter?
Well, I can only I can't say the mindset from a mother-daughter perspective, but I can say I'm gonna throw in, because I have boys, and so I'm gonna throw in the mindset towards my sons. And you know, Dr. Fletcher, when your mother is absent and you have not been in her presence to learn how to be a mother, you do, or you come at, you become the mother of little ones, and because you haven't had that experience with your mother, you are you can only give what you think a mother should be. So my mindset of being a mother, I came from an angry place when I first had my children. So my mindset at that time was not conducive to being a good mother, because I still had a lot of anger in me regarding my mother. And my children paid for it the first 9 years of their lives. Not only did it come from the absence of my mother, it came from the absence of my father. And so I had boys, and I was angry with my father, so I took that out on my children. I was angry with my – so my mindset was kind of twisted and kind of warped when I started having children, because – every woman, just like every man, want a child to emulate them. I had boys, and I always said I never wanted girls. But when I found out the reason that I didn't want a girl, I was angry. I was even angry about that. So to deal with my children, I was angry for the first 9 years of their lives, and that's where I doled and started taking going further into taking my psychology classes, because I had to know what was driving that unhealthy mindset towards them. Are you there? Wow. Okay. And so I had a very unhealthy mindset when I had my children. And through a lot of reading and studying and I don't know, 20 years later, I became the mother that I desire to be to my children because of my study. It takes some work to change your mindset, Dr. Fletcher. And anyone who wants a relationship with their children in the right way, or with regards to that love that you've been talking about throughout this whole segment, you have to do the work. The work, it's not going to fall into your laps, to your lap. The right way to love your children. You have to go back and get the pieces to know why you are treating your children a certain way, to know why you're distant from your children, to gain that understanding. You have to do that, mothers. Nobody can do that for you. If you don't have a healthy relationship with your daughter, it's because you probably don't have a healthy relationship with your mother, or you didn't have a healthy relationship with your mother. And until you go back and get the pieces, you don't understand why you have the type of mindset towards your daughter that you have, or towards your children. I wouldn't take nothing for the journey, Dr. Fletcher. Everything that my mother was and wasn't, I have become a better person by getting her story. And so now I know how to treat my children, because I knew I didn't want my children to suffer in silence like I did for all those years. So I had to change my mindset so I can be the mother that I wanted my children to have, in order that they can grow and I can nurture them in the proper way. Do that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
I was here. I heard it's you. It's work. It's work. You have to do the work, mothers, if you want to change your minds about who you are so you can be who they need.
And what happens too, Cynthia, you know, when we are talking, anybody want to join in, just click one. I see, you know, the switchboard is full and we're here. We're just going to carry on the conversation. But what I hear a lot of times when I'm in counseling is that, you know, sometimes people will say, well, just leave it alone. We'll just leave it alone. We'll act like, you know, it's been so many years. Why even bother? But it does matter and it does bother. It bothers you. You just don't openly say it. But within that intro conversation, you are battling within that conversation and within your mind, why? Why did it do it? Why did this happen? You got unanswered questions. If your mother is alive, if your daughter is alive, then why even battle those conversations in your mind when you can simply sit down and say, you know what, I'm dealing with this, I've been dealing with this, and we need to get to a place where we can have an honest conversation. Even if you have to write it. Sometimes people will say to me, well, you know, she won't listen. Write it. Because once the person starts reading, you got them listening, they read, and something will touch their heart. It's hard to put down something once you begin reading it because the curiosity of wanting to know, well, what did she really say, will drive them to read the entire letter. So, no, it's not an easy thing to change your mindset. If it was easy, everybody would do it. A lot of people laying on their deathbeds, laying in the hospital sick and wishing, I wish I had an opportunity. And rather than taking that moment, as long as there's breath in your body, you got a chance to correct it. Do it. I've seen.
And you know, Dr. Fletcher, oftentimes all it takes is, I'm so sorry. Even in that bed, all it takes, I'm so sorry. And what are you sorry for? I'm so sorry I did not have a chance to correct, or I did not have a chance to be the mother that you wanted me to be. And you know, that's what most children just want, or most mothers just want if you have disappointed her. I'm so sorry. But we are too prideful to say we're sorry. And so we leave this world, or we leave things undone, because it ain't going nowhere. It's festering. All those years that you chose not to talk about that thing, it's just been festering in your spirit. And that's why the longer you have been distant from your mother, the longer it takes to try to bring it back together, because all those years of regret turn into anger, and it just keeps going, man. It just keeps going. It ain't going nowhere. So if you are a mother that wants a relationship with your daughter or your son, be the bigger person, because God gave them to you. I chose to go because you challenged me to go to my mother. And if I had not taken that challenge, I wouldn't have had the relationship with my mother for the 2 years that I had a relationship with her. Yeah, I had to do the work. What was the work? That first step that you challenged me to do, go see her. Ask the question. The question started the conversation. And I was able to move and return unto which I desired to have that relationship with my mother before she passed away. Dr. Fletcher, there are no words. And that was one of the things we did. I'm just going to catch up the order. That was one of the things we did over the weekend. We went back and looked at a piece when you first interviewed me about my mother at one of our crusades. I'm telling you, Dr. Fletcher, if I had not listened to you and taken that challenge, I wouldn't have had those 2 years of, and I call them years of pearls, moments in wisdom, pearls of wisdom, if I had not taken your advice or challenge, I would not have been able to pick up where I left off with my mother. And I just want to thank you publicly for that challenge. One thing about me, I take wise counsel. I want to thank you publicly for giving me that challenge. Even though I was upset when you said what you said, I thank you for that challenge, because I'm good. If nothing else happened to me for the rest of my life, I'm good, because I got to have that relationship with my mother. And I have nothing but great admiration for my mother and all that she was and all that she wasn't, because of the challenge that you gave me.
Well, you know, I'm glad you took it, Cynthia, and I was there, and mothers out there, what she's talking about, she was taken from her mother, I think, what, 17 or 18 months old? And
yes, ma'am.
All those 40-some years not being with her mother. You know, I think the thing that got to me the most when you said, I've never gone shopping with my mother. I've never gone out to eat with my mother. I've never, you know, sat down and I went to a movie with my mother. You know, and I'm thinking, wow. And when you came to the center and said you want to volunteer, the first thing God said to me, and I thank God that I was obedient, that he told me, and I was obedient, because we never knew your mother had only 2 years to live. No, you and I, neither one knew that. But God knew. And God said, well, ask her. You know, how's her mother and daughter relationship? You know, I constantly, sometimes I will ask people that when the Lord tell me to ask them, and I thought you got offended a little bit, but, you know, I said, well, you know, you can't volunteer for mothers and daughters here at the center until you stop working on your mother and daughter relationship. We're not asking you to have a perfect mother and daughter relationship, but at least be working on it. If you're going to be teaching and communicating with other mothers and daughters, we got to be working on it. And I'm constantly working on mine every day. It's nothing that we can say, okay, well, we're done. No, mother and daughter relationships are constant work. And I'm glad you took the challenge, because you got to see the beauty and you got the answer. See, we sometimes take the word of other people and we believe that. That's why I cannot stand when someone comes to tell me about somebody else and want me to believe what they say. Who are you? The first thing I'm going to say, well, let me just call this person and put them on the line. I refuse for you to talk about someone else to me, and then I'm going to take that as the gospel. That's not going to happen. I'm going to take it as the gospel and believe what you said when you're really angry with the person and has nothing to do with me. So I'm glad you took the challenge, and mothers and daughters out there, we are sending the challenge out to you today. That's a good way to lead this show today, is to take the challenge. If you have that question mark, then ask the question. And as Cynthia said earlier, that's one of the main principles of my counseling, is that I tell the mother, you apologize. And I've had mothers say to me, why should I apologize, Dr. Fletcher? I didn't do anything. No, you probably did. You think you didn't, as is the mother, so is the daughter. She didn't come here with all the stuff that she had. She came to you a clean slate. God didn't pre-program her to say and be the person that she is now. She learned, that's learned behavior. Where did she learn it from? Where did she get the words from? Where did she get the attitude from? Just apologize for the sake of apologizing. And once you apologize, and I've seen it every time, once the mother stand in front of her daughter and hold her hands and look her in her eyes and say, I am sorry. Please forgive
and
me.
And Dr. Fletcher, let me throw this in there right quick.
No, Cynthia, excuse me 1 second. Once you said that and you look her in her eyes and you say to her, I am sorry, I guarantee you, tears are going to roll, the heart is going to reveal itself, and you're going to be able to have that breakthrough that you need in order, once you get the crying over and the hugging, then you're going to be able to do what? You're going to be able to hug, and then you're going to be able to move into the honest conversation that you need to have. Now you can have the conversation that will open up the dialogue that will answer the questions that she has been waiting on or that you have been waiting on in order to get to the best mother and daughter relationship that you can have. I know you have something to say, Cynthia, but we're out of time. That's why I wanted to finish that thought. Hold on. I'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Okay, Seth, you have 10 seconds to do the final word. Go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to put that challenge. Maybe it's not what you did, it's what you didn't do. What's the issues, Mother? And so coming to this retreat will start that process. So
all
I
right.
challenge
you,
Mother, to come to the retreat.
Go to our website, mdbn.org, sign up, and come and watch and see life-changing things will happen. Thank you very much. It's been a great show. See you next week. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.